Okie dokie, and we're coming back in. I think we've a 20-minute run now. But just to say to folks, we're talking to Tom Lacavera-Stewart, who broadcasts, one of the key broadcasters on RBN. He's on, can you get the time right now? It's 10 to 12 p.m., is that right?
Yes, 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, 10 to 12 p.m. Eastern. On every night, five nights a week on RBN. John Stapler is on 6 to 8. Trump phenomenon on 1 hour. And then there's 2 hours of Tom Lacavera-Stewart on Resurrect the Republic. And he has an email address there on the site. Go on to RBN, you'll get it. But going back to what we're talking about there, these disgusting shows, I don't know where they're going to go if Trump gets in, because if he doesn't get in, and et cetera, et cetera. But he is going to set up a news organization, which would be the savior for all of us, because we need a large organization, because Hillary Clinton will try to wipe out the alternative media. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
You think? Well, it's happening. I know folks that have been using YouTube, for instance, for a long time, and I don't have a lot of subscribers. I have 6,000 subscribers. It's a YouTube. I just started really with YouTube, with trying to push videos out there, but with 6,000 subscribers and with the amount of emails that I get and being on the radio, you would think that my videos would get more than a couple hundred views. But I've been noticing something. If you look at all of the thumbs up, thumbs down, I'm like all thumbs up, one or two thumbs down, but my videos consistently only get like a few hundred views. So I was talking with a friend of mine who knows more about Google and more about YouTube, and he said, dude, your content, I can tell you just by your titles, your content is being throttled down. There's no way they're going to let your content go viral. Now, however, a very few one of my episodes every once in a while will take off some steam, one of which was when Russia attacked and they wiped out those Mossad agents and just a few weeks back. That one took off a little bit. But there's some of them that they can't prevent because so many people just jump on so fast that they can't throttle them down. But in the search results, I was just doing another experiment. The New American put out an article, and it basically says, is Google being evil, lying about helping Hillary? And this is the New American magazine. If you read that, it gives you a couple little tests that you can do immediately from your computer, one of which I just did with you guys with typing Hillary Clinton IND for indictment, and it gives you anything but indictment. Another one is Hillary Clinton CRI, which, you know, we would be typing crimes. And when you type Hillary Clinton CRI, anything but crimes comes up. Her crime bill comes up and this and that. Well, those are just two little tiny tests that you can do. Yeah. I recommend the article. Donald Trump has pointed this out repeatedly. And of course, the progressive-led media are saying, oh, there's nothing to that. It's all in his head. Well, Google Jigsaw has been busy behind the scenes. Anything that is exposing this stuff, they're suppressing.
Absolutely. And two other things to add to that. Amazon, I know there's Jeff Bezos, and I have a book. I'll see how it goes with this book. My book is going to be an e-book. That's the only way to get it out quick, and then maybe if it proves itself, it'll be paperback. But one of the things Amazon do to controversial books, they put them in out-of-stock position 75% of the time, and sometimes the author has no clue that that's going on. So you have to get an agency. It can be quite cheap to do it. I haven't got the document here, it's a piece of software, and to request to buy and then cancel to see is your book available, because all the stuff I'll be doing, Explosive and Anthony, you would probably be the same, but Amazon are vicious in that regard as well. So, yep. And there's another person you should contact. You know Mark Dice, who does these.
I know Mark.
He has put out a warning. They're trying to spike him. He has millions of views. They're viciously going after his videos. And his stuff is a very good social commentary. I mean, I don't know what kind of creatures live in San Diego. They're all nice, happy people. You know, they just want to be happy, you know.
They're mindless drones.
The one that is hysterical is where he offers them a 10-ounce bar of silver or a Hershey bar. Everybody took the chocolate bar. Free.
Oh my god, everyone.
And he has 1500 on now, but he also went, I keep going on with this, but he went down the promenade and he was asking, he said, do you think it's very all right that John Wayne has endorsed Hillary Clinton? I said, oh yeah, that's absolutely right, yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary. John Wayne was dead. And then the other one, he says, Hillary Clinton has appointed Karl Marx as her economic advisor, and do you think that he was asking for signatures to support that, and they all signed to support that.
Mindless drones.
I know it's sad and chronic and depressing, but for entertainment on a Sunday night, do troll his stuff. But he now is at war with YouTube, who he's made, should I say, a fair bit of money off, but they're now just trying to destroy him. So here, where it's warfare all over. It's absolutely warfare. There's no doubt about it. But watch that with YouTube. And another thing that happened to you, I remember it now. I get information overload here sometimes, but Russia Today, which is an outstanding resource. You know, you're familiar with Russia Today, the TV station. It's outstanding. It's the best. It's way, way ahead of the BBC. Although we were all weaned on the BBC here, and you know, there's no advertising. We have a TV license, have to pay that. But there's no advertising.
Yeah, they could kiss my rosy red American ass if they tried come and collect that.
I was telling John, I did his program the other night, God help him. He dumped that on me, 2 hours' notice, but he's just testing me. But I was saying that. But I'm not suitable for the National Intel Report. I know I'm not. And he was terribly worried I didn't get calls. So I'll see. I'm not calling for calls today, by the way. It's too important the information we're doing. Well, maybe later on. But sorry, slipped my mind again now. RT, Russia Today, I'll tell you what's happened in Britain now. It's an outstanding organization. Like BBC, to give you this, just to set this up right, I presume Nightline is still on ABC. It was a fairly reasonable program when I did in Denver, you know, when Ted Koppel was doing it 10, 20 years ago. But it was a half-hour program, minus the ads, 18 minutes to deal with America and the world. I mean, absolutely insane. Soundbites. But the BBC's Newsnight, which is a top-ranking late-night news program with Gavin Esler and different people, is three-quarters of an hour, no advertising. And it ranges across the world, and of course, from their own resources and reports, they can put a pretty good problem together. But they're struggling in a population of 66 million here to get 800,000 viewers. Max Kaiser on RT, three programs a week, and he is, you know, he's like Alex Jones, he's very aggressive, but he's exposing the banking scandal. He has 20 million viewers a week. No messing. 20 million a week. Imagine what I could do with 20 million a week. Would raise a few bob to eat better, you know. But
one of our hosts went over to RT for a while. I don't know if he's still there, but Ben Swan.
He's still on the edges there. Well, his stuff is popping up on YouTube and somewhere else now. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, RT. Here's the thing with RT, and you know, I like a lot of RT's programming, and a lot of RT's programming is absolutely truth. Mm-hmm. However, the only problem is that why? The agenda behind why they're sharing. I would like to see an American network do what RT is doing, because with RT you get a lot of truth, but then you get, every once in a while, you get that anti-capitalist Marxist-esque undertone that's kind of being fed to you. And I have a problem with that, because I know who's running Russia. Now, everybody's, oh, Putin is against the New World Order, this, that. Look, Putin's ex-KGB. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Now, do I admire him slightly more than American presidents? Well, yeah, but that's not speaking very much for for American presidents either. But you have to watch. The only thing I ask people to do is when they're watching RT, there's a lot of good, solid programming. There's a lot of good, solid truth. But be aware that there is an agenda as to why they're sharing these truths, and watch that underlying undertone. They can use that.
So the whole thing, people have to be, if they're reasonably educated, you don't have to be highly educated, if they've got a good Moxian mentality, discernment. Your discernment is meant to improve as you grow older. But that Mark Dice thing in San Diego has to cut. It's hysterically funny, but by God, it's tragic. And it's very well done. But there's another guy on the BBC from time to time, and I think he's probably in America, Louis Theroux. He does documentaries, very subtle documentaries. God forbid he ever sidles up to me. He never will, and he asks people who are known in slightly weird people in public life, and he asks to come and live with them for 2 weeks because he finds them interesting, and a lot of them agree to do it. But basically what he's doing, he's building the case against you very subtly in Lieutenant Columbo type question, an innocuous
yes thought.
I know they overdid that thing, one more question, but that technique, that Lieutenant Columbo technique, is the most effective in the world. An innocuous question there, another one, and like the dial of a clock, and then the evidence should point to what's missing, that's really how that goes on in interrogation. Friendly interrogation is the most effective. I found that I used to recruit staff for companies, etc. in sales and that, but sitting down casually talking to people is the best way to elicit information. Talking to people formally across the desk, the whole thing is artificial. It just doesn't work, etc. But where's my list? Come here, it is here. I'll read out this. You'll know some of these people more than I do. And Mike Adams has put this together, and the name of the article on Natural News is "See the List of 65 Prostitutes Who Colluded with the Clintons to Defend America." To defraud America, and steal the election, call for their arrest. And he goes through an article about the illusion of democracy, blah, blah, blah. And he's coming down to him and says, I'll read the first header, which leads into this list of journalists. "A call to arrest and imprison the prostitutes that are defrauding America and destroying democracy. In truth, the leftist media is staffed by prostitutes, media whores who have sold out to the Clintons in exchange for access to her bogus news releases," i.e. planted false narratives. Well, that'd be CNN. As reported by the Free Thought Project. Well, CNN get paid to put out false reports for the State Department. I mean, they're a client. You could call them a military-industrial contractor. By the way, as Amazon is a military-industrial contractor, did you know that? And know what they sell? Snooping software to the Pentagon that they developed. They got a contract last year. And all the following journalists are seditious whores who should no doubt be arrested, indicted, and prosecuted for engaging in criminal collusion and racketeering with Clintons. And progressive helpers, he calls them. And here's the list. David Brock, Mo Ethley. You stop me if you want to comment on any of these people. Judd Legum, columnist, pundits. Dan Balz, B-A-L-Z. Wolf Blitzer, Gloria Borger, and Mika Brzezinski. You say she's now turned the other way. David Brooks.
Well, I didn't say that. I just said she had a momentary lapse of criminality.
And then she was kicked and put back into line, most
probably.
Gail Collins, John Dickerson, E.G.A. Dinoni. I don't know who that is. Maureen Dowd. Ronan Farrow, Howard Feynman. Ron Fournier, I don't know who he is. Mark Halperin, Chris Hayes, John Heilman, John Carl.
Marx.
John
Karl Marx is who I call him, but anyway.
Real communist. A barefaced one. John King, Mara Liasson, Rachel Maddow.
Rachel Madcow she hates that. She hates that.
Recognize her. I think she must inject herself with testosterone every morning to keep the aggression level up. Does she? I never said a woman who is as aggressive as her.
She's definitely wearing her jock strap too tight.
She is so aggressive. And what's the one further down the list who's not on it? I'll drink
her. Oh, wait, don't forget Chris Matthews with the tingling feeling down his leg.
He's next to that. Ruth Marcus, and the next one is Chris Matthews. The surnames are in alphabetical order. Dana Milbank, Andrea Mitchell, Nora O'Donnell. No relation to Rosie O'Donnell, I suppose, now. Robin Roberts, Eugene Robinson. I presume these are from regional parts of America as well. Charlie Rose. April Ryan. And, of course, the Lord High Priest of them all, I think it's bisexual, George Stephanopoulos.
Hey, let me tell you something about George Stephanopoulos real quick. Mika Brzezinski, one of her other momentary flashes of reason, Clinton wanted Stephanopoulos to moderate the debates between Clinton and Sanders, right? And Brzezinski said, wait a minute, didn't he used to work for her? He was
a key operative in the White House with the Clintons, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, Brzezinski, every once in a while, I don't agree with most of what she says, but every once in a while, she'll stop, and she's very intelligent, and that intelligence will just kick in and override her establishment programming, and she'll say, hey, wait a minute, that's just wrong, you know, and every once in a while, she has that momentary, so, Mika, I don't agree with her politically, but at least I have to say that she's been one of the few of these people on this list who have actually said some truths about Hillary. Just saying.
Very good. That's interesting. And I'll just go on the list, and you may add, may have made major revelations about some of these people. Robin Sproul, Sproul, Karen Tumulty, and Jeff Zelenty. And then he's going
name Zelenty,
I see. You recognize that one? And then going through the networks here. The networks, there are key people in the networks, about 25 of them. ABC, Cecilia Vega. ABC, David Muir, he is. Diane Sawyer, oh Jesus. Heart-licking lackey of all celebrity people. I mean, Diane Sawyer. George Stephanopoulos again. John Carl.
Marks.
Of course, Bloomberg, we have John Heilman, and Bloomberg, Mark Halpern again, and Nora O'Donnell. Well, I think these people are cropping up twice. David Challen, Gloria Borger, Jeff Zelensky, John Berman, Kate Boulden, Mark Preston.
CNN,
Sam Fest, and The Daily Beast, Jackie Kuczynski, There's a Dennis Kucinich in Colorado who used to be a reasonable politician, but
he'd
fake away. Yeah. And it's like I was giving out hell to somebody during the week. You're talking about Ron Paul. Well, I said he had his time. He's gone now. But I said one disgrace is his son Rand Paul. I think he was a treacherous traitor to the Patriot movement. He backs Israel and he backs the TPP. I mean, what credentials does he have been involved in the Patriot movement? Virtually none. It's appalling what's happened there. It really is.
Well, I think that he wanted to. And I hate to say this. I'm not making excuses for him, but he was looking to possibly become president, and he knew that if he had taken the tack that his father took, there would have been little to no chance. I mean, Ron Paul had popular support. There is no doubt in my mind that the people's choice was Ron Paul. And again, that was a rigged election. We saw it immediately from the beginning in New Hampshire. We saw voting fraud and all of that against Ron Paul. And the thing is, Ron Paul never did anything about it, though. That's the thing that disturbed me. It's almost like I think Rand Paul, rather than wanting to be to repeat that, wanted a solid chance at becoming president. Well, in this country, a Republican doesn't become president unless they kiss Israel's ass, which is a huge problem. But again, I don't know if it was his character and what his real true beliefs were, or he was pandering just to get into that office.
Well, I'm amazed he didn't employ more kind of hitmen. You need fairly tough people around you in politics to do dirty work, etc. Yeah. I've been involved in politics in four countries, and I've got people elected to parliament literally and fought vicious battles internally in parties. But anyway, we're coming up to, I can hear the bumper music. We're coming up to the next break, and we should be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, Seromax. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
Very good, Sam. That's Moon River from Eckermilk. I was thinking of changing the whole proper moves that way. We'll see. But one of the people he missed, so I'll finish with these journalists now. What's that one? She's a vile creature. Amapur, is it? She's on CNN. The CNN have American version and British version, you see. But during the European campaign here, the referendum, that Amapur was spilling out hatred like you would not believe. And she tried to attack Daniel Hannan, who's a very mild version of a very polite guy, but, you know, totally for Brexit. And he's in the Tory party. But he did get the better of her. And another person who is worth seeing, even though she doesn't speak English, Marine Le Pen in France, we have this upstart little bitch on the BBC, Laura Koonsberg. She's the chief correspondent, chief political correspondent, because I think of his name, Nick, I think got cancer and he's very ill. He's recovering now, but this Koonsberg did an interview, you know, where it's voiced over in English, but even with the translation, Marine Le Pen absolutely buried Koonsberg. She absolutely lacerated her. in France now, it's appalling. Again, media manipulation in Britain, it's not as bad as in America, but Paris is trashed with all these immigrants sleeping on the street, and appalling carry on, and they're coming up to an election now in the middle of next year. But Le Pen, it'll probably be a runoff at the end. They have an election, and if you don't win it outright, there's a runoff the following Sunday. The elections are all on a Sunday, but it'll probably be between her and Sarkozy, but it'd be very hard for her to win as such. But another thing, to go back to this shocking risk of Obama pardoning after the election, between now and Christmas, Obama could pardon Hillary Clinton. That isn't that another terrible risk as well?
Oh, did you right off the top of my head, did you hear this goes to this prostitute subject. Mm-hmm. Soros in an interview said that Trump will take the popular vote.
Yeah, I saw
despite
that.
What the polls say now, but the Electoral College will give it to Clinton. It's already a done deal, he said. Yeah. A done deal was the words that he used. Done deal, Soros says. I don't know what more evidence that you need. Like, let me see. If somebody goes into a store with the gun and shoots the clerk and walks out and finds a cop and gives him a photograph of the clerk, smacks him in the face with his gun and says, "I did it." If he were to be tried by the American political class under their guidelines, they would find that he was not guilty, I'm sure. I don't know what these people have to do. This is evidence of a crime being committed.
Oh yeah,
right here.
Why isn't the FBI moving to arrest him? And then there should be an immediate removal of all the people who are the officials who vote in the Electoral College. That should be done straight away. Today's up-to-date videos on YouTube are showing staff, when the polling booths are closed, stuffing the ballot boxes in several states. I mean, it's just shocking. One thing we have in Britain, I've repeated this too many times, and in Ireland, it's the ballot paper and the ballot box. That's it. And I've been an official for UKIP at the elections in Hereford, and it's very good. You know, the polls close, they move the boxes immediately with the police, and you can go with them if you want. So they seal the box, boxes sealed with wax and a lock at the last vote, and they go to the polling booth. There's no risk of that happening whatsoever, and it's all televised, and they count the votes, even if it has to go on for a day and a half, and etc. So it's pretty accurate. But
I don't know, that vote for Scottish independence, they caught people committing fraud in that vote, and when Scotland was voting to get out of the the United Kingdom.
The thing I'll say about that, there's a character on Deagle's program every again. He's very good at military matters, Tim Alexander, who's descended from Scotland. And of course, we're very careful to show you my name. I have another name as well. I won't say it, but I'll continue this when I come back. Sorry, we keep hitting these short breaks. I'll be back in 2 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
D Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. You were saying there about the Scottish referendum, Thomas. You there, yeah?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
I often meant to say I was going to phone into Deagle's program once or twice, but I didn't want to cause havoc because Tim Alexander was thinking, he's very good thinking with his head, but he's thinking with his heart on that. See, there never was a groundswell of opinion in Scotland to have referendum and break away. It was strictly an Alex Salmon project. He was the head of the Scottish National Party, and a very clever guy he is. And by the way, his previous history was he was an economist in the Royal Bank of Scotland before it went bust. But and that bank is in horrendous trouble now. It's irrelevant whether you call it the Royal Bank of Scotland, just one of the Illuminati banks that is in a shocking state. And it has a £50 billion reserve for lawsuits that they know they're going to lose because they vandalized 16,000 companies and put them out of business, which they should not have done. But anyway, but it's largely... the Scottish National Party thing, and the Labour Party got so weak and rotten because it had a standing majority there for nearly 100 years. So it was all those things mixed together. And this one, Nicola Sturgeon, who's now the head of the Scottish National Party, is saber-rattling and saying that they want a special relationship with Europe. Well, the joke of it is the euro currency may not exist in 5 years' time. All the Latino countries have to get out of it because it's breaking them. They need to go to a cheaper currency, especially Greece. And the European Union, the Eastern European countries, especially led by Hungary, who put up their army on their border and put up a serious fence. And are you okay there, yeah?
Build a wall, huh? Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay. I thought you might have been attacked.
No, I was attacked by my cat.
Yeah, I see. Very good. That's not too bad. What was I saying there now? The Brexit is going to be an ongoing thing for 2 years. It's going to be a pain in the face listening to it. But Britain is in a very strong position, and I was said the other night on John's program, all the indicators every day since the referendum, Britain is in a mini boom. All the indicators are up, 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 up. Okay, sterling has fallen 20% of value, but that's good for exports. And all the indicators are up. Unemployment is down, down, down. And all the indicators are up. And there's Japanese companies here, Nissan particularly. They have a fantastic plant in Sunderland, as Toyota have and Honda have in other parts of the UK. They are going to double their production. So all the indicators are up, and the Bank of England, Carney, or another ex-Goldman Sachs shill, who was forecasting doom and gloom, and Christine Lagarde of the IMF, they've all been proven totally, totally wrong, which is great to hear, you know. But I was going to go back to Mal Heuer. I remember you were broadcasting there up under very tough conditions.
Yep.
Going back to Mal Heuer. Now, you don't have to comment. I just ask you, somebody, if you don't have to comment, that's okay. Pete Santelli's role in that, how would you describe that?
Oh.
If it's difficult, you don't have to talk about it. If it's,
well, I made an agreement. I talked with Deb Jordan, which is Pete's significant other, you know, his partner in crime, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And Pete and I butted heads when we were there. And I, of course, was investigating what I call Operation PacCon, which is the FBI, supposedly a defunct operation to infiltrate and create controlled opposition among the patriot community and the militia movement. And to be true to myself, I have to investigate everything and everyone, including people I consider friends. Well,
yep.
Pete, you know, he took that, I guess, as an insult. Maybe, I don't know, but it wasn't geared up against Pete or anything like that. I was taking facts and trying to analyze patterns of behavior. It's what I do as an investigative journalist. And well, anyway, to make a long story short, we butted heads and we had an argument and so on and so forth. Anyway, it upset Lavoie a bit. He didn't want infighting. Of course, with people that are there to just report. However, I didn't start the argument. However, I have since spoken to Deb, and I've agreed to, for the sake of the Bundys, for the sake of the movement, and for the sake of liberty, I've decided to, you know, just take a step back from that and, you know, not get involved in mudslinging, because ultimately it really hurts the Bundys more than it hurts anyone else.
Yeah.
So that's where I stand.
People have different attitudes and misconceptions in any organization. What about Cliven Bundy? He's in a different situation. Where is he now? Clive the father? He's still in prison, yeah? Waiting trial.
He is, yes. He's awaiting trial in Nevada, and that is a travesty in and of itself. The man has not broken any laws. He's defended his hard work and his property, and his part of his property were his grazing rights. Now, these progressives don't understand the concept of a right. You can't charge a fee for something that is referred to as a right. Now, what the BLM did, like a monopolized corporation, is they said, okay, well, you're going to pay maintenance or land service or BLM fees. You're going to pay us fees for not offering you any service, not giving you any goods, not providing anything for you except harassment, and you're going to pay us basically so that we can harass you. And the man said, you know what? No. I thank you for your offer. Stick it where the sun doesn't shine, so to speak. I don't want any help from you. I don't want any management from you.
Hello?
The fact of the matter is, sorry about that. The fact of the matter is, is that he, you know, I have pictures of Clive in the irrigation channels that that he and his sons created to bring water from the river there, the Red River, and it flows in and out of the land there to create a lush vegetation for the cattle. Well, it was posited that. Because of the desert tortoise, he had to stop his operations because he was putting in danger this endangered species. Well, many other people have suggested and offered evidence to support that not only is he not endangering the desert tortoise, but this little oasis that he's created there is actually attracting them, and he's creating a breeding ground for an endangered species, where the BLM had $2 million facility, and in this $2 million facility that they were trying to breed the desert tortoise, they end up having to euthanize all of them because they ended up getting an illness. They couldn't even do it with $2 million. They couldn't do with what Clive and Bundy did with the sweat of his brow. That's what they were using against him.
Wow, well, sure. I hope that'll come up in court, and surely that'll be destroyed in court as well. But again, courts can be rigged, judges can be rigged, like the judge that Deborah Tavares and Judge Dale highlight. Well, they just reported on it, but she's exposed about what all these corporations are now limited to Dun & Bradstreet corporations. Most government agencies are, and the BLM, I think, is one of them as well. But it's basically a militarized organization, the BLM, looking at it from here. That's what it looks like. But endangered species, that's using this. See, you and I know that sustainability is the fundamental correct principle of farming, not to abuse land, not to abuse the soil, rotate the crops, etc., etc. But the modern version of sustainability is what the BLM are doing. They're picking some obscure law on a species and saying, oh, this is priority, you've got to put people off the land. And Rachel Dahl was talking there 2 weeks ago from Nevada, saying that Carson City, Nevada, she's from, 65,000 wild horses. Well, in droughts, a lot of them get very thin and skinny, and it takes a lot of money to feed them. But the BLM's problem is they wanted to kill them all. For crying out loud. This is Stalinist. That's what Stalin did to Ukraine years ago. He starved half the people to death and took all the crops. It's the same thing going on. Grazing rights, I understand that exactly, on common land. There's lots of common land in Britain here, and farmers, if you're in the area, you have so much rights to the land, and there's certainly no fees for it. But it's like a contract and agreement. You know this thing, there used to be a program on GCN, I think it went on RBN a few years ago, about a credit card debt. is most peculiar. It's a different type of debt. It's a very sly, number one, the money that the bank gave you on the credit card is not taken from savings. It's not their money. The merchant has been paid 100%, and it's not a contract. It's an agreement. Like, they changed the agreement by changing the interest rate, but you can change the agreement with them, and you can offer them a settlement that they must accept. There's a way of doing it. But credit card debt can be retired legitimately, even though they're trying to change the law. I won't go into it now. But it's this twisting of definitions there, which is another thing of political correctness. You suffer it there, and it's poisoning British society here on every level.
Now, political correctness, that cultural Marxist Frankfurt School amalgamation,
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's at every level. And these shills who support Clinton, it's interesting to see every one of them are airheads, and they know nothing about anything, and they're full of jingoistic sayings, and they don't know anything. Again, Schneider wrote a very good article. He's just saying the economic collapse. His name is not on it, but it is his. And he was saying about how the Bible churches, I remember two different Bible churches in Denver and in Colorado and in Lethbridge, Alberta, where I've got very good friends, and most of the population there are German and Scandinavian makeup. But there is a good and bad churches everywhere. But he was breaking down in the article, it's called Apostate Evangelicals Are Poised to Become the Deciding Factor in the Hillary Clinton Election. Well, I know from my knowledge of Alberta and Colorado, lived there in the 90s, that one thing that legitimately the Christian church would never do, they would never vote for a Mormon. And everybody was afraid to say that in the reporting of the presidential election. Like, Romney was the wrong candidate for the Republicans. Yeah. Simply wrong. They just don't. It's like water and oil. They don't mix. Fair enough. It's not to do with religious bigotry, really, but they just won't mix. And that was a hidden degree. Largely, the Bible church population stayed at home in the vote. That's what happened, the thing. And even Karl Rove doesn't seem to understand that either. But there's a very balanced article written by Michael Schneider, which he writes very, very good articles on. But just going back to this total thing where all gun sites pointed at us, attack, I call it. How would you sum up the? Well, it's there's so many things. It's overloading. This is the point I was going to ask you. What do you think the Trump organization understand about the Western states and about this Hammonds and the Bundys? Do you think they understand, or is there anybody communicating with them?
Yes, and yes. Now the Trump campaign, I'm not the main guy next to Trump, but the Trump campaign reached out and asked us for our research on the 14th Amendment 2 weeks before he came out on his position on anchor babies and birthright citizenship, because that's all affected by the 14th Amendment. Mm-hmm. So his position that anchor babies and all of that business, that the progressive interpretation of the Constitution is not only not valid, but he has many ears to the ground as to what's going on, and he knows that there is a growing movement in the Western states that ultimately is trying to steal land and resources and manipulate them. These politicos like Clinton and Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, all of that. He knows very well what they're up to. And I don't know. I like I said, when it comes to looking to one man to solve something, well, the office of the presidency is corrupt in and of itself. So mm-hmm. when you have absolute power, you know, corrupts absolutely, we need to rein in the office. We need to step from the de facto, which is an out-of-control federal government, not ever intended to be what it is, what we're seeing today, back to the original form of government. And I fear that if we don't do that, if we focus on just the president or just the man, we're going to lose sight of the fact that, you know, Congress is the one who makes the law. We need 214 positive, good congressmen in Congress to affect a real change. That's the magic number from friends of mine that I trust in their their analysis of this. So we as a people need to first take back our local politics, and then secondly, we need to, you know, essentially resurrect the republic. There's a reason why I chose that name. To do that, we must govern ourselves accordingly. If we just sit back and say, you know, Trump, and then he gets in, and everybody, so what's going to happen? If he wins, all of these conservatives that are being assaulted from every which way but Sunday are going to sit back and say, finally, a little bit of ease, a little bit of reprieve from the progressives, when they don't realize that, in our own party, the neoconservatives themselves are Trotskyite communists, big government socialists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear not very many people took exception with Trump's VP pick. Now, I particularly was hoping that he would pick somebody. I really would have liked to see, like, Ron Paul or Ben Carson, at least. But mm-hmm. but Pence, he's a heartbeat away from the presidency, for one. For two, if Trump gets in, and say Trump stays in for his full time that he can, then Pence is going to run on Trump's team. Then we're going to have another neocon in the White House. So there are potential real problems either way. Of course, the next president is going to end up picking some Supreme Court justices, which I think is more important than any other thing. Many people aren't talking about that. Or the murder of Justice Antonin Scalia. If you read the Podesta emails, there was cryptic language that they referred to his trip to Texas as wet works. Well, mm-hmm. wet works is a mafia term. I mean, I'm part Italian. I knew as soon as I saw wet works what that meant.
The CIA used that word as well, and the British Security Services.
KGB. Well, I think it originated in the KGB, and then mafia, CIA. Yeah. Well, it's a well known term, and Podesta in these emails he said, well, we're gonna have a rough night. We're gonna have to batten down the hatches. I didn't know that wine at vineyards or whatever was another term for wet works. So they knew what was happening. They knew that he was going to die that night.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, hang on to that, and we come back for the last run after in a few minutes.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Back in again. That's Archibald Stranger on the Shore. But we'll continue on to the end, and I'm so grateful to you. I really and truly, we're talking to Thomas Lacovara, Resurrect the Republic, and I'm truly, I apologize for just hitting him no notice at all to come onto this program. But we do this again after the election, Thomas, in terms of what happens, who's elected, and where what the agenda is then, what has to be planned. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Between now and Christmas.
Sure. Sure.
No, I'd really appreciate your take on what should be done about if it's Trump, okay, it's Agenda X, and if it's Clinton, it's batting down the hatches, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But if we'll finish up on the Bundy thing, where and the Hammonds, done your bit, absolutely, but their Patriot Movement and GCN have hardly covered this at all. I am absolutely appalled at them. They just seem to ignore it. I don't know how they can call themselves a GCN, a Patriot Station.
Well, but, you know, everybody has mud in their face now since there's a not guilty verdict. You know, I've already heard people that have either ignored or come out, they took an opposition and approach to the Malheur incident in Oregon. They're already saying, oh, how great it is that they've been found not guilty. Like, okay, where were you when, you know, they were surrounded? We were all surrounded by federal snipers and drones. And, you know, where were you then when we were trying to get the word out? And where have you been all this time? Of course, you know, people like to try and jump on the bandwagon at the last moment. But this verdict is seriously is a historical victory for the liberty movement. The one thing that they cannot, and the courts have tried, you have judges that are subverting the process by telling the juries what they can consider and what they can't consider and holding back information from the jury that needs to be heard, such as the Lavoie Finicum murder. They weren't allowed to address that in court when the government's posture, their behavior, and their agenda was absolutely relevant to the entire case overall, but the judge decides that the jury can't hear that. Who in the hell does this judge think they are? It's the foreman of the jury that should be making these decisions, really. We've given these administrators far too much power. But in the end, the final decision rested with the jury, and the jury nullified the government's case.
So, do you think it would be helpful in any appeal? Is there an appeal going on against the Hammond case right now?
Well, I don't know what they're doing legally. They don't talk very much about that vocally. It's already a decided case. They're already doing their time. I'm sure that they have lawyers working on it, but I hate to say that the Hammonds are a unfortunate. It's a very unfortunate situation that they made the decisions. They fell to the pressure, and I would have gone to the Hammond Ranch and stood on the Hammond Ranch with a rifle in my hand and said no. I would not have allowed them to be taken.
Sure. No, you've done your bit, but again, We've come to the end of the program, but I am truly grateful to you, and I apologize for contacting you with no notice, but we do this before Christmas, after the election, and what the scene looked like then. Is that okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It was a pleasure.
Well, good on you, and I'll talk to you. I'll put my phone number and my email on that email I sent you, but I'll talk to you later this week. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, we've run out of time, folks, but we'll be back this time next week, and we'll talk to you then.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.